This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. On May 9th, Essex County College's Wolverine Athletic Hall of Fame will become a reality with an inaugural ceremony. The 2025 inaugural class is an impressive one. We'll talk about that in a moment. To tell us all about the Wolverine Hall of Fame is Dr. Keith Kirkland, Dean of Students at Essex County College and President of the Essex Hall of Fame Committee. Dr. Kirkland, great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Douglas. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. And before we talk about the tremendous 2025 class, why are you so passionate about the Wolverine Athletic Hall of Fame?
Well, first of all, let me also say on behalf of our college, our Board of Trustees, and our president, Dr. Bawachi, we're extremely excited about this inaugural Hall of Fame. One of the things that our president talks about is to have a way of celebrating the success of our athletes. We have a tremendous history of academic accomplishments that pretty much goes unnoticed, although we know some of our athletes have participated in the regional, national, and on world stage. A lot of people don't know that we have athletes that participated in these various levels. So the Hall of Fame, it really, as our Board of Trustee member, Joanna Wright, said, is really about celebrating the accomplishments of our athletes and what they've done, and to talk about how Essex has influenced their academic performance and their lives.
When we give you the list, you'll go, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that person had a connection to Essex County College, but all of these inductees do.
They're coming now neck and neck to the second to last hurdle. Melanie Walker just gets ahead now, and it looks as if she's going to win this race. Melanie Walker is pulling away another Jamaican win. Damus is going to be second, and third is going to be Lucas. A wonderful time, 52-42.
Melanie Walker with a new championship record. This woman is a superb major occasion performer.
Now, Dr. Kirkland, when you consider the great athletes that have come through Newark, you know, I emcee the Newark Athletic Hall of Fame banquet every year, and I am so impressed with the high school's production of great athletes through the years in Newark. But when we talk about Essex County College, I think one of the things we need to talk about when you take a look at this list is the coaching that goes on at Essex County College, because some of these great Olympians got their start at Essex County College, and so the fire had to be lit and the training had to go. So great credit to the coaching at Essex County College through these five decades, right?
Correct. Absolutely. It really kind of, when we talk about our inductees, you know, it started back in 1968 with the first director of athletics, the Honorable Mayor Sharp James, who was here at Essex County College, worked here as a director. And he brought in some pretty stellar coaches. We had Marshall Brown, who was our first athletic director, and who served. Then we had Russ Rogers, who I think you know about Russ Rogers and what he's accomplished in his lifetime in the area of track and field. Then we also have Cleo Hill Sr. Everyone knows about his performance on the basketball court and what he's done going from Winston-Salem to the St. Louis Hawks to a pro.
Cleo Hill played for Coach Clarence Gaines at Winston-Salem State from 1957 to 61 and averaged 25.4 points a game for his career, scoring a remarkable 2,488 points. Hill became only the fifth African-American from an historically black college or university to be taken in the first round of an NBA draft. Cleo Hill, Winston-Salem State.
Cleo Hill, winding up here at Essex, is one of our first real basketball coaches who brought our teams into state and national prominence.
You are an athlete, too. You played baseball at Southside, now Malcolm X Shabazz, by the time you graduated, and you also did cross country. So sports is in your blood, too, right?
Yes, it is. We grew up doing all things in the city of Newark, baseball, running, track, and everything. Southside High School, now Malcolm X Shabazz, really where I made my name on the cross country. running back then. It was pretty tough competition back there in the city, but that's what we have. We always had great athletes in the city of Norton. They come out of it. And I was part of that group that in the 70s ran cross country for our respective high schools.
What was it about you and cross country? Why are there so many great athletes in the city of Newark?
I wish I had a real definite, but we just have great athletes in the city of Newark. The old story about if Newark had one high school and all our athletes competed and played in one high school, we would be going undefeated every year because we had so many great athletes in all sports. Kind of rings true with me. But Newark has always had a very abundance of athletes coming out of our high schools that participated in college and in the pros. So I think it's just something in our Newark blood that helps us to develop and cultivate such talented athletes, both men and women athletes here in the city of Newark.
We've had the pleasure of having the president of Essex County College, Dr. Augustine Buache, on this show. I know he, as you had mentioned earlier, he's excited about all the things that are going on at Essex County College, and I'm sure this Wolverine Hall of Fame is something that he is really indeed behind.
Yes, he was the one that talked about it about 3 years ago, about developing a Hall of Fame to recognize and celebrate our athletes. He was the real engine that really sparked this whole initiative to happen. Then came along our Board of Trustees, Joanna Wright, whose passion and energy, I think you know who she is, was a basketball coach for in South Orange up there. She's also on our Board of Trustees also. So the two of them really set the fire that started this whole initiative to develop our inaugural ECC Wolverines Athletic Hall of Fame.
Wanted to give you a little background on Dr. Kirkland because he got his BS in biology from Seton Hall University, MS in
Yes.
management science from NJIT, and his doctorate degree in educational leadership at Rowan University in New Jersey. So you spread the wealth around. You spread your talents to some fine institutions in the Garden State, and you've been on staff at Essex County College since 1985.
Yes, I have. And that was going on my 40th year here. They've been all great years here in Essex. It allowed me an opportunity to give back to the community which I come from and work with the students in in our communities that surround our college. It's a great pay it forward kind of moment for me. All these years, and I've been lucky and fortunate enough that I've had the ability to do that working here at Essex County College.
Dr. Keith Kirkland wasn't just an athlete, as I mentioned, those degrees that you heard, but also music has been a big part of his life too. He played brass when he was going through these programs. So you're a musician as well.
Well, I played the musical instruments throughout junior high school and high school, where I had a love for playing, especially the horns, tuba, trombone, trumpet, baritone horn, etc. And that's because back then, Newark had a great musical program that started in the elementary school, went through junior high schools, and then in the high schools that carried through. So that's how I got my love and start for music from the Newark Public Schools through that program.
Yeah. But it never leaves you though, Dr. Kirkland. Once
It
you've,
stays,
right?
yeah. It
Music is,
stays with me.
and as you know, WBGO and jazz. Are you a jazz fan, by the way?
I am, and I have that same WBGO hat cap that you have somewhere in my closet.
Well, get it out of the closet, Dr. Kirkland. Don't keep it there. Get it out so everyone can see it.
And I contribute to their drives when they have them on and all is not, so I will have to catch up with my contributions. But I think WBGO is a treasure for our community, glad that we have it.
We appreciate that. Now, let's talk about this impressive first class for the Wolverine Athletics Hall of Fame and the home, which I think is wonderful. There will actually be a physical home for the Hall of Fame. This isn't just in name and spirit. Tell us about it.
No, well, first of all, we're actually constructing a Hall of Fame wall that will have their plaques and an interactive monitor that will tell the story of their athletes and their accomplishments here at in our Cleo Hill Senior Physical Education Building is where it'll be located. And it's going to be a beautiful wall. People will be able to come in, click on a monitor, and get the full history of each one of our inductees.
I love that, because just having a name up there and maybe a little bit about it doesn't really necessarily grab you. But when you can see and you can, and you know, almost touch, and you can go back and feel what these athletes have accomplished, I think that's so much more powerful. I want to start with Cleo Hill Sr. because you mentioned it's going to be in the building. He was the men's basketball coach and athletics director from 1984 to 1995, but he had a tremendous career as a Newark basketball legend from Southside High School, of course now Shabazz High School, becoming a pioneer in the NBA. He was the first player of color to be actually drafted in the first round of the NBA draft. He was the number eight pick in the 1961 NBA draft, and then went on to play for a season with the St. Louis Hawks. Obviously, that was a long time ago, but he's a legend.
Yes, he is. And we're so happy that he brought those talents to Essex County College and actually helped build our men's basketball team. Some of the things that he've accomplished was, and I think you already know this, he was a three-time Region 19 Coach of the Year, 11 Garden State Athletic titles, two interregional championships, NJCAA championship appearances, two-time New Jersey Basketball Coaches Association Coach of the Year, one undefeated. And his team had a JUCO, that's junior college scoring record, of 210 versus Englewood Cliffs 67, a junior college scoring record for that team. He was the coach of that team. And we can talk about that team a little bit later because some of them were Newark athletes. But that's part of his legacy that he left us here with at Essex, that winning basketball program that we have.
Leo Hill died on August 10th of 2015 at the age of 77 in Orange, New Jersey. But
yes, he did.
I'm sure his family will be well represented.
Yes, we're asking for his son, Cleo Hill Jr., to come in and receive his induction into the Hall of Fame. So we're looking forward to him and his family joining us for the celebration of their father.
Former Newark mayor and New Jersey State Senator Sharp James, who I have shared so many sports stories with through the years. First director of athletics from 1968 to 1986.
Right.
And at Essex County College. Former Mayor James, he loved it. He loves to talk about sports. And you would always see him in his tracksuit. And he's the reason that the Devils came to Newark, too.
Yes, I understand that. We call him our father athletics program because he's set the foundations for our athletic department. He brought in the first coach like Marshall Brown, Cleo Hill, and Russ Rogers to help us get that good, solid foundation in track and basketball and other sports and all. So he was the one that set that foundation for us here at the college and our athletic department.
Congratulations to Sharp yes. James on this. Russell Rogers, you mentioned, the first national champion track and field coach from 71 to 78. Special, yes. Special athlete.
A very special. When I was there running cross country back in the 70s, everybody knew about Coach Rogers. I mean, he was the man that everybody wanted to be aspired to be like in the track and field. And you know, his record is very impressive. I can tell you that he was a National Junior College Coach of the Year in 1972, 73, 76, 77, 78. Championship track and field in 72, 76, 1977, 78, on and on. He went on to coach for the Olympic 1988 as the sprint coach for the Olympic Games in Seoul, Korea. 1987, coach World Cup games, and in 1978, head coach World Cup team in Cambria, Austria. He's just not only on a state level, a national level, but in the world, in world field, track and field, he's known and renowned. And I have to tell you, when I I did interviews and all with them, and he is such a humble man, and he really truly has accomplished a lot. But also too, he really always talks about his beginnings here at Essex as one of those first track coaches that we had that set the stage and the tone. Matter of fact, a lot of the students that athletes that came to Essex came to run track and field because they wanted to be near him and with him to be coached by him because they knew how great he was.
The next three women that we have to talk about entering Wolverine Athletic Hall of Fame have had world recognition of being part of the Olympics. But maybe more importantly, all these women have a backstory that I'm sure will be told, at the actual Hall of Fame ceremony. But so they're much more than just great athletes. They're great individuals and who have made a difference not only on the track, but beyond it. Caron Stewart, Olympic silver and bronze medalist track and field. She started, though, at Essex County College. Tell us about Caron.
Ron was one of our athletes who was a 200 meter hurdler and also 100 meter, 100 and 200 meters, and 400 meter events here. She earned some championships here with us under the late Coach Mike Smart, who recruited her from Jamaica to come here. And then she won a number of events here at the regional level, the Garden State Athletic Conference level. And then eventually she went back to Jamaica and she made her Jamaican national championship team and went on to participate in the Olympics. Listen, when we talk about her, she was earned Garden State Athletic Conference, all academic, Region 19, and all. She graduated with a great GPA. And if you followed her her career, in Auburn, she ran for the coach Henry Rose, who was famous for his working with athletes. In 2006, she was on the national NCAA track and field championship team for Auburn that helped them to win their first ever outdoor track championship. And in 2007, she earned the Honda Sports Award as the nation's best female collegiate track and field athlete. So she's accomplished a lot from her beginnings and working here and running for Essex all the way through to Auburn, where she performed on the world stage. And of course, we talk about her Olympic silver medal that she won in 2008 Olympics in 100 meters and a bronze in the 200 meters. And she continued to compete. She was a member of the 4x100 relay team that won gold at the 2009 World Track and Field Championships. She came back in 2012, was a part of the 4x100 relay team that earned a silver medal. And Karan has other International Association Federation World Championships gold medal performances. But when I talk to her, she's just so humble. She's just such a humble lady that when you talk about it right now, she's with a track and field team in Ohio, getting them prepared for at an event there. So she's still in it. She's still part of the track and field scene. She's very humble about her company, but we feel as though she's an outstanding member of Essex that took it further and took the name of Essex County College from here to national to the world stage.
You know, people see the glitz and the glam of your sport and what you achieve, but there is so much behind the stage, you know, and getting there. And these Bible verses have helped me a whole lot, these quotes. I can remember sometimes I go on the line and the only thing I can think about is these quotes and keep repeating them, keep reminding myself of why I do this, even at training, because I think you have to be a little crazy to run track.
A great Jamaican Olympic star. And so the travel from Jamaica and eventually getting to Essex County College, I think also says something about Essex County College. It was a place where athletes could come and really learn their craft.
Yes, we had a connection with our late Coach Smart, with a coach in Jamaica, who he would go visit and recruit directly from it. A lot of them came out of the JUCO school down there, high school, where they were outstanding track and field athletes themselves. Matter of fact, Caron Stewart and Melanie Walker and Noveline Will Mill all are Jamaican track stars who came out of that country who were formed through our recruitment efforts from Coach Smart, the late Coach Smart. They got them here to perform for us.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about each of them as they deserve their recognition. Lane Walker, Olympic gold medalist track and field in 2008, and she got her start at Essex County College as well. All these women that we're talking about today are really strong individuals who desire to make the world better, and that has to be something that is really the pride of Essex College, Essex County College, because Melaine Walker got her start as well on the track there at Essex.
That's correct, and I like what you said about their heart and their compassion and wanting to give back, because during the interview with Melaine Walker, and I did an interview with all of them to build their bios for the Hall of Fame, it comes through their humanity, their passion to help, to be a part of something that turns the world into a better place. And they're not selfish about it. They really, truly accomplished a lot, but they all have that passion to help to make the world a better place with through their efforts and all. And they're using their Olympic status to drive home that message and everything that they've done since they, you know, could stop competing. And they're great athletes. And talking with Melanie, it comes through loud and clear, just exactly as you described it, Douglas.
Noveline Williams-Mills, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, track and field. Four different Olympics she was involved in.
Yes. And oh my God, she was in the 2008, 2012, 2016, and I know I'm missing one, 12, 16, and all. And she's got bronze and silver medals. But I wish that you could read her bio, but she has a very, very a challenge in her life that she overcame. But she overcame a challenge in 2012.
Yeah, health challenge. Yes.
A health challenge, made a decision, and then competed in the 2012 Olympics, where she helped them win the silver medal in the 4x400 relay event. Despite her personal health challenge, she still ran, helped her team win that silver medal. It's a fantastic story, and I won't divulge it, but she will when she comes here, because she's going to be here to tell her story the night of our Hall of Fame inauguration on May 9th.
Besides, obviously, the late Cleo Hill, will all the people that we have mentioned, will they be there?
Well, we know that Rogers may not be able because he has a health challenge, but we're going to do a video recording a tape recording of his acceptance speech, and he'll be here in spirit. And also too, he was, of all his accomplishments that he talked about and that I talked about, he's saying how happy he was that Essex decided to have a Hall of Fame and that he was in the inaugural class, and he was very excited about that. And you'll probably hear that in his tape acceptance speech that he's going to send us for the event that night.
And finally, but we definitely want to talk about this 1973-74 men's basketball team that set the national junior college scoring record. I'm not surprised to even think that there were more of these teams that probably will be honored through the years. But first off, 73-74 hoops team.
Yes. One of the things about this team was that, you know, that they scored the junior college scoring record. But the other thing that's amazing about this team is that, let's see, five of them were Newark High School basketball players who were standout basketball players here in the city of Newark. We have a couple that came in from Hampton, Virginia, or two that came from New York. So it was a mixture of a team that was talented from not only New Jersey, but Virginia and New York that came together. They all came to train and play under Coach Cleo Hill. And that's why they came here. And they They performed. I mean, they also set, they had the 108-point average that year scoring record. That's a lot of, that was a shooting team. 108 and all that. And if you look at the game itself, that they set the scoring record by halftime, they were already at 110 points. And then they set the team to go for it. And the coach said, yeah, go for it. And they went. And not only did they win, they achieved it. And as I say to the in our description of them, Coach Hill used to say, "I want you, his team to go out and make a believer of them." That day, that team went out and made a believer of that Inglewood team by setting that junior college scoring record. It's just an amazing record. And when we have opportunity, this is the first team that's going in. Proud of that accomplishment and wanted to bring it forward so that people could see what kind of talent we had here at Essex County College and how richly they deserve to be honored as our inductee in our inaugural Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Once again, the Wolverine Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2025, this 1973-74 men's basketball team, the women being inducted: Naveleen Williams Mills, Caron Stewart, Lainey Walker, along with the Honorable Sharp James, former Newark mayor and former New Jersey State Senator Russell Rogers, and the late Cleo Hill Sr. What a class for 2025. Now, if people want to be at the ceremony, what can they do, Dr. Kirkland?
Thank you for asking. You can go to our website at www.essex.edu. When you look on the home screen, you'll see a banner across it. You click on that banner, and all the information will pop up where you can actually do buy tickets, do an ad journal, do a sponsorship, and all, and then you can be a part of that evening. So the best way is www.essex.edu. Look at the banner that scrolls on our home page, and you can click on the one that says Hall of Fame. And again, all the information will pop up where they can find out how they can be part of this special evening here with us.
Dr. Kirkland, you look like you could still run cross country.
I assure you. I well, my mind says yes, but the body says, stick with golf. You're better off playing golf.
Well, you look great, and congratulations for being a part of putting this whole thing together because it is special and so well deserved that the Essex County College's Wolverine Athletics Hall of Fame will be a reality, and it will all start with the ceremony on May 9th. Dr. Keith Kirkland, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Jam, and once again, congrats.
And thank you. And on behalf of our committee, which consists of our associate dean, our director of athletics, one of our faculty members, and Mr. Bundy, and all of them, on behalf of our committee, I thank you for this time to talk about this. And we appreciate you helping us get the word out that we are celebrating our athletes here at Essex County College. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure. Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out to Al Bundy for all his help with this show. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.